Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. Thanks very much for listening. This is number 963A. And if you're listening to this on the day it's released, I think it's the 21st or 22nd of October. I can't remember which is the Tuesday. We release them Tuesday every week. We have a wonderful set of stories to you today, but it's now about 3 weeks after the great meat debate has ended, and I wanted to repeat some of what I said on the Dr. Oz show and see how valid it is today, and then we'll go over the news of the week. I should say our guest today on the guest segment, that's the B segment, 963B, Tony Gattoni, the lifelong gardener, how to make gardening easier on your aging body. It's a great segment. You'll want to know all the hacks that are done to make gardening easier for you. And we'll also talk about some other things. For example, most adults are unaware of the link between HPV and oral, penile, and anal cancers. Should you get Gardasil, even if you're over the age of 12 or 15 for the kids? And the answer is, we'll come back to that. And don't let fear of cancer keep you from doctor visits. That's what happens with men. Older patients don't see diabetes recommendations the same way doctors do. And you've been hearing me talking about how low-dose aspirin, that is a baby aspirin twice a day with a glass of warm water before and after, that is a good thing, and you should talk to your doc about it if you're a man over 35, woman over 50, and the answer is yes. We put that out. We have had a tremendous number of questions on it, so I'm going to answer some of those for you today. We just had a raft of questions on it. And you're always welcome to send me questions. I'm going to give you my personal email, and it is Dr. Mike Realage, DrMike Realage at gmail.com, DrMike Realage at gmail.com, if you have more information. If you will, U.S. Surgeon General shares five lessons all physicians should take from the opioid epidemic. And treating severe obesity as a chronic disease. Yes, it's going to be a chronic disease because it actually is in the new guidelines, what we call the DSM-11 guidelines. And scientists discover new ways fat harms your arteries. So we'll get to all of those, if you will, in just a second. Don't go away. But first, I want to say that we are brought to you by Persona Nutrition. Persona Nutrition, which is a great set of ways you can go. PersonaNutrition.com. It'll help you. I'm chair of their scientific advisory board, so I'm very prejudiced about it. If you will, I would encourage you, go to Persona Nutrition. It's a great place to go, and it is a wonderful set. They're sponsoring us, so do talk to them about us and about your own health. They have a set. It's kind of like Pill Pack, only for supplements, and it's even tailored to you. You can talk to a nutritionist. They'll tell you what you need in nutrition and other things. So I think it's a wonderful opportunity that they are sponsoring us, so you will hear us for a while. And in addition, they are exactly as good a sponsor as you could get because they're exactly what you want. So I'm excited that Persona Nutrition is our sponsor. And if you're confused about vitamins or supplements, this cuts through the hype. Now, speaking of hype, I want to talk about the red meat story 3 weeks later. I was on the Dr. Oz show on October 1st, and I said something like, I'm very annoyed or disappointed in the statisticians who did this study, because they added to confusion rather than simplifying it. And that's really why this podcast and the Oz Show and Real Age are so useful. You can get the Real Age program at sharecare.com and go to Real Age there and take your, and you'll find all the things that have an effect on your rate of aging. So you'll find our stuff on, for example, aspirin makes your real age about, a 2-baby aspirin, if it's right for you, makes your real age about 1.8 years younger. Or quitting a 1-pack per day habit, it makes you the equivalent of about 10 years younger over the first three years you quit, because it takes some time to get there. But in any case, smoking is a big thing. How about real meat? Well, it turns out processed meat, from none to, if you eat it 6 times a week, that is just 4 ounces 6 times a week, makes you the equivalent of about 2 years older. So it's a small effect, but it was a consistent effect. And the press release on those studies on October 1st is why show is so useful, and this show is so useful, and the Oz Show is so useful, because that press release was confusing, and it confused the situation. You shouldn't be confused. Every one of the studies showed the same thing. Red meat, and especially processed red meat, is bad for you. And let me summarize what was published. Yeah, there was no new data. They analyzed a series of published studies, and you want replication, and that's what they found. Every one of the studies showed that you increase your risk of death, increase your risk of heart disease, increase your risk of cancer. But they said, keep doing what you're doing. It's like saying, well, you're smoking 20 cigarettes or 30 cigarettes, and there's not much difference between 20 and 30, so keep smoking. Wrong! And, in addition, they excluded the most, if you will, important studies, the intervention studies, that showed the largest effect. Why did they do that? They were statisticians. Well, they said there were such large effects, it had to be outliers. Uh-uh. This is, in fact, they were studies that showed big effect, and those big effects are real. So that was the crazy part of this. And despite excluding those studies that showed the largest effect and of the effects of red meat causing high blood pressure and increased bad LDL cholesterol and increased inflammation, all of that was excluded. All they looked at was if the red meat was given to people, if you will, if people had it in a dietary questionnaire or processed red meat, and if they didn't have diabetes and didn't have high blood pressure, etc., they excluded all those effects. What was its effect on mortality? And they showed it increased cancer risk by 8%, death rates by cancer by 9%, death rate from all causes by 9%, death rates by heart disease by 9%. You notice it was pretty consistent, 9%. Well, no, diabetes was increased by 15%. That's if you eat 4 ounces of red meat 3 times a week. If you eat 4 ounces 6 times a week, many people eat red meat almost every day or eat 6 ounces at a time rather than 4 ounces. But if you eat that much, now remember, if you eat 12 ounces, it increases your risk of dying from all causes by about 9%. If you eat double that, 24 ounces a week, many people do that, it doubles your risk. It's linear. It's 20% increase in death rates from all causes. Now they say 10% or so increase over an 11-year period isn't much. Well, it is. It also, by the way, increased breast and prostate cancer risk by 10%. I think that's pretty sizable. It isn't as sizable as smoking. That's a 10-year effect. It isn't as sizable as just being a couch potato. That's an 8 or 9-year effect. 8 in men, 9-year in women. But a 10 or 20% greater risk of dying is not small to me. And in addition, beef consumption has a bad effect on our environment. Beef are the leading causes of methane. 15% of our greenhouse gases are produced by raising beef. So, in my mind, let's end the confusion. Look at your rate of aging and disability. Red meat and processed red meat, raise that between 10, and if you include those studies, they excluded 45%. Huge effect, or at least a sizable effect, and every study was in the same direction. Red meat and processed red meat increases your risk of dying. And what's happened in the 3 weeks since we said that? Not much. That changes the data. The data are the data, and those people, those statisticians, well, I don't know that they have any biases. The lead author, though, did write a thing saying sugar isn't bad, but then it was found out he was paid for by the sugar industry. I don't think he's paid for by the beef industry. I don't think he made that mistake again. But it's a little weird. It sounds like all he was doing was trying for publicity, because the data are the data, and the data show red meat and processed red meat are not healthy for you. Okay. Let's go to the rest of the stories of the week, because there are great news stories of the week. Most adults don't know the link between HPV, or papillomavirus, human papillomavirus, and oral, penile, and anal cancers. They know it between cervical cancer. There's been a wonderful uptake. It is 75% of women in before age 15 are now getting it, but most of us over the age of 20 have not gotten it. Two-thirds of women between 18 and 26 understand that HPV can cause cervical cancer, but just one-third of men. Now, what do you do if you get divorced and start having multiple partners after the age of 15? Yeah, get the vaccine. Even if you're over the age of 45, get the vaccine. That is, and if your partner has HPV, as tested by cervical smears, get the vaccine. At least that's what the data would say. So I would say get the vaccine for most people who are in a non-mutually monogamous relationship or whose partner has signs of HPV. Now, this is especially true for men, because men don't go to doctor visits because they fear the diagnosis of cancer. Even patients with cancer, 35% miss their appointments. It's not because of anything other than they fear what is going to be told to them about their advance. Look, we have some wonderfully new cures. We have immunotherapy for cancer. Most insurance companies, Medicare, etc., pay for it. And you get remarkable results. So I think you should consider this. Make sure you go.
More of You, the Owner's Manual, coming right up. But let's take a moment to talk about your health. Dr. Roizen will tell you that a common question he gets asked often is what vitamins he likes, what he recommends. Without knowing more about their needs, that question used to be almost impossible to answer. Now, however, it's easy. Go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and take your free assessment. It's a smart and easy way to get personalized supplement recommendations. The Persona assessment is backed by the latest nutritional research and the expertise of Persona's Medical Advisory Board, which consists of 8 nutritionists, a pharmacist, and 5 medical doctors, including Dr. Michael Roizen. All the latest scientific data and nutritional research put into one supplement program personalized for you. Just take the 5-minute assessment to get your free recommendations based on your goals, lifestyle, allergies, special diets, and prescription meds. Convenient vitamin packs are delivered to your door each month. Whether you want to sleep better, have more energy, or simply stay as young as you can, go to personanutrition.com/Roizen and get 50% off your order today. Half off now at personanutrition.com/Roizen. That's R-O-I-Z-E-N.
Older patients don't see the their diabetes recommendations the same way doctors do. That is doctor advice for starting or stopping diabetes medications. Older patients are doing it on their own. No, follow what your doctor says. Your doctor really does know what the guidelines are. Yes, they include less aggressive blood sugar control for people who are way at the end of life, but for most of us, they do include really appropriate guidelines. So do follow those recommendations. The next story I want to talk about is that the data from New Zealand and Australia came out after our aspirin recommendations did and support what we said. That is, most men over the age of 35, women over the age of 45, who don't do extreme sports should talk to their doctor because of the major reduction in heart disease and stroke. If you take it reliably, take it twice a day, even if you miss it once a day, it's still okay. And then you get a major cancer benefit too. Decreased breast cancer, decreased liver cancer, decreased a whole 11 cancers by 25 to 45%. Do talk to your doc about it. Decrease inflammation even from your food choices. So do talk to your doc about it. The New Zealand study that was in the Annals of Internal Medicine, a relatively good journal, although they're also the ones that published those meat studies on October 1st, relatively good journal, had the data in that. The next story is about preventing anaphylaxis in schools. Yeah, teachers should be trained in this and how to do it. But believe it or not, a lot of teachers aren't. And even though they have defibrillators in schools for pediatric patients, there's little education on that. So emergency treatments in schools aren't good. By the way, since we're at the halftime in this report, I should tell you that this is brought to you by Persona Nutrition. And that is the sponsor of You, the Owner's Manual podcast, is Persona Nutrition. You can go to mypersona.com. That'll be supplements tailored just for you. mypersona.com is the sponsor of our podcast. They're the ones who help me bring you the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. The how to treat severe obesity. Yeah, the obesity is a chronic disease, but it isn't managed well. Go to a specialist like Bartolome Burgura, B-U-R-G-U-E-R-A, who is chairman of Cleveland Clinics. That's our own endocrinology and metabolism unit. He knows how to help you. So do we in the Wellness Institute. Persona Nutrition is one place you can go for advice, but Cleveland Clinic is another great source, especially for obesity. Scientists discover a new way fat harms your arteries. Yes, when you have fat, it puts out a protein that causes inflammation in your artery walls. We always used to think that white fat around your middle was bad. We now know why. It produces a protein called WNT5A. That's the gene that it turns on. WNT5A is also the name of the protein produced by that gene that causes inflammation in your arteries. Five lessons the Surgeon General says we can take from our opioid epidemic is don't try it all yourself. Actually, I think that's one of the keys. I would say my take is don't try them even once they're too good. They can addict you with just one, if you will, shot. The majority of health is behavior and environment, called social determinants of health. Providers need to pay attention to their biases. That's another one of the lessons. Actually have naloxone. All physicians maybe should carry naloxone on them. I have not up to now, but now that the Cleveland Clinic is doing that and allowing their physicians to carry it, I think we're going to do that. And we don't do a good job with pain management. There are many other things other than opioids for pain management. Let's now talk about if you will, low vitamin D levels, shorter life. You get your level measured. We don't know that intervention, once you got a low level, makes a huge difference, but we think it does, especially with very low levels. So do get your vitamin D level measured and do get it to the normal range. I know I do too. We're going to talk later this month with an expert on the vaping crisis in pediatric and teenage and even adults. I think it's 12 people have died and over 1,000 have been hospitalized. I probably have those numbers a little wrong now. But is it flavored e-cigarettes? Well, the flavoring makes asthma worse. That's the story. Just give up on e-cigarettes. Avoid them. Go to, if you want to quit smoking, one, don't start e-cigarettes if you haven't, if you're not already smoking. And if you want to quit smoking, go to the pill and the patch, the best ways of doing it, with a buddy to help you. What else do I want to say? Today's news. Just 2 weeks on the couch can damage your body. So if you get back to exercise after taking 2 weeks off due to an illness or injury, start slowly and build. And remember, the buddy is a key. And remember, for people who are at high risk of dementia, family history, or you've gotten your genes tested and you're at high risk, there are 12 things you can do. Exercise, managing stress, doing speed of processing games, and eating healthily are four of the biggies, as well as avoiding cigarettes. You've now heard the keys for today. Remember, avoid red meat, processed red meat, and simple sugars. That's the message that we've got. They're all consistent studies. They all show harm. But even more important, manage stress. Learn to it. You can get Stress-Free Now, free app at the iPhone or Android store. Do speed of processing games. Do walking or exercise. And the major licks, if you're not in a mutually monogamous relationship with someone who is HPV-free, think about both of you getting the HPV vaccine. And don't let fear of cancer keep you from doctor visits. And talk to your doctor about low-dose aspirin and the other things you should do to keep healthy. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen. Remember, You, the Owner's Manual podcast are sponsored by Persona, Persona Nutrition. Try, and I use Persona Nutrition for personalized supplements. You can too. Take the free online assessment at mypersona.com, mypersona.com. They are the sponsor, but I also should tell you I'm chair of their scientific advisory committee, so I am biased. They are a site that is scientifically valid. In any case, the key message, you get to control your health. You change which of your genes are on or not. And that's a key thing. You're a genetic engineer, even if you failed, if you will, rocks for jocks. So don't worry about it. Your habits change your gene functioning. We'll be back next week with another great, and I will say great, news of the week and what it means to you, and another wonderful guest. Remember, today's guest is Tony Gattone. Go to the B segment. Tony Gattone, the lifelong gardener, a bunch of hacks for how to make gardening easier on your aging body. Her book, The Lifelong Gardener, you'll really enjoy that. Coming up next week, Jim Carroll, Ultimate Memory Magic. But right now, we've got a wonderful guest for you to go to, Tony Gattone, download 963B. Last week, by the way, Dr. Leonard Calabrese about immune strength, and one of my favorites, if you will, from a little bit back is, in fact, 956B, James Chodish, from the Mass Ioneer, Shingles, Cases Are on the Rise, How to Protect Yourself. That's right, the Shingrix vaccine. While you're in for your flu vaccine, get it in the other arm. Maybe a little more pain in your arms, but a hell of a lot less pain in the long run. Thanks very much for listening.